Chavod,
your permission. The sixth parasha. The first subject is the red cow. The Torah starts the introduction to that mitzvah. Zot chukat haTorah. This is the law of the Torah. Chachamim mentioned this to be Zot Chukat HaParah. It's not the laws of the Torah, it's the laws of the red cow. The Torah is going to tell us what and how to do the red cow. But nevertheless, the introduction, opening statement, Zot Chukat HaTorah. So what are you supposed to do? So first, the Torah says, you should bring it to Moshe, Rabbeinu. Ikhu Elecha. Bring it to Moshe. Actually, Moshe will not do anything. Elazar, Aaron's son, he will do it. Still, Aaron is alive now. But the Gemara says the mitzvah is with the Kohen Gadol assistant. Nothing with Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Shem said, bring it to Moshe. Why to Moshe? Bring a red cow. Okay. So, how important that mitzvah is. Gemara says, in Moshe went up to Shamayim to get the Torah, the welcome from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, and Hashem is saying a Mishnah. It's the first Mishnah in Masechet Parah, excuse me. The Mishnah reads like this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer, this is Rabbi Eliezer Ben Orkenus, Rabbi Akiva's rabbi, the biggest we had. He says, Egla bashnata, para bashtayim. The calf, sometimes they bring a calf, and certain things should be 1 year old, it means up to 12 months. Red cow, 2 years old, up to 2 years. It means it can be a year and a month, and 31 days. So Mara says, Moshe, ask Hashem, excuse me, what do you say? Hashem said to Moshe, listen, it's going to be a holy man, tzaddik echad, yakum bolami, he's going to be in my world. His name is Eliezer. I'm saying something, what he's going to say. So on the whole Torah, Hashem chose the subject of the red cow, quotes the Mishnah about the red cow, but never Eliezer, just to us to see how important the thing. Hashem did not say, Moshe Rabbeinu, welcome, let me talk to you about Shabbat, about Avodah Zarah, about the 630 mitzvot. What's a red cow? Just for us to understand how important the red cow is. We still don't know yet, but we still see this is not a joke, the red cow. If Hashem chose the red cow as a subject to welcome Moshe upstairs to get the Torah, must be this is the opening of the Torah. And that's why maybe it says Zot Chukat HaTorah, it's an opening statement in the Torah, it says this is the laws of the Torah, because it's actually this would happen. Moshe came up to Shamayim to get the Torah, to get the tablets, and to learn from Hashem all the Torah. Hashem said the first thing, red cow. Okay. So, what are you supposed to do? Supposed to get a red cow. Again, it's a machloket. How old should be the red cow? Rabbi Eliezer said 2 years old. Rabbi Eliezer said 3 years old. So you take a red cow. So what are you supposed to do with this? First, you slaughter it. Slaughter it on the Olive Mountain in the future. Right now we're in the desert. But on the Olive Mountain, they slaughter it. By the way, they found a place. They know where the place is. If you go on Olive Mountain in the cemetery over there, there's a place over there, you see, they found exactly the place where they used to bring the red cow. There were altogether 9 red cows. 1 Moshe made in the desert, and 8 were made in Yerushalayim, in time of Beit HaMikdash, first and second Beit HaMikdash. The 10th one, says the Rambam, only Mashiach going to bring. So you have to take it over there and slaughter it over there. Slowly over there, the Gemara says, Torah calls it Chatan. This is like a sacrifice. A sacrifice outside Beit HaMikdash. Very strange thing. Not allowed to. If it's not, it's not. But if it is, so it should be Beit HaMikdash. Excuse me, slaughter Beit HaMikdash. No, no, no. Slaughter it across Beit HaMikdash. It's an olive mountain. Okay. What are they supposed to do? I'm supposed to bring the wood over there and make a bonfire. Excuse me. Make a bonfire. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Marbin Laetzim, bring as many wood, as much wood that you can bring. And then you take the red cow, after it's slaughtered, throw it into the bonfire. Throw it. Torah says, you throw it. No. Sorry. You don't throw the cow you've been inside. And then you take a cedar tree and it's called za'atar, some bush, and a red string. So it says, throw it inside. Throw it. Throw it inside. Throw it inside. After you throw it inside, I mean, bonfire. And then what do you do? Then you have to have water from a spring and put it in a vessel, in a barrel made from clay and pour from the ashes of the red cow and the wood on top of the water. And if somebody went to a cemetery and somebody touched that person, it was in the place was a dead person, then he has to go through a process of purification. What you're supposed to do, you're supposed to go to mikveh and count 7 days. On the third day, on the seventh day, they have to sprinkle on him. They have to sprinkle on him. Not to put on him, to sprinkle on him. Sprinkle on him a little bit of water. Just the water will touch him a little bit, pepper, he pure. It looks like a magic thing. It's the laws of the red cow. It's all about. By the way, when you read the text, first the Torah refers to the burning wood as ashes. Of course, that means ashes. A few sentences later, the Torah calls it soil. V'lakhu latameh me'afar sefat hapara. From soil. It's not soil. And secondly, why do you change? First you call it ashes, and you call it soil. Why you change? Is it 100% ashes? There's no soil over here. No soil. And the Gemara tells us certain information about the red cow. Am Yisrael came out of Egypt after we crossed Yam Suf. After 3 days, we had no water. We had no water. And Am Yisrael came to Moshe and said, yes, we're going to die now. So they found bitter water, a lake. It was probably just a miracle thing. It wasn't. It's not just thing bitter water. The salty water, not bitter. But Moshe screamed to Hashem, and Hashem told him, "No, go take a tree and throw it inside the water became sweet." After the water became sweet, Moshe gave Am Yisrael. We're talking about millions of people and millions of animals. Can you imagine how much water we need? And after the drink, Moshe said, I want to tell you something. I have a message from Hashem. Please keep the laws. This is the first thing he told us. He told them about Shabbat. The second thing he told them about red cow. Red cow? What red cow is the only thing? Shabbat, I understand. Shabbat is an important subject. Why you have to tell them about the red cow? All the laws of the red cow was given then. 3 days after he came out of Egypt. Very strange thing. There's no red cow. And nobody's going to do any red cow. Red cow is going to be done later. Later. Moshe is going to open the Mishkan. Then the day after you open the Mishkan, they're going to slaughter the red cow. So every we read this week's parasha, the Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, the laws of the red cow, those laws were given to Moshe Rabbeinu on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu opened the Mishkan. Gemara says that day Hashem appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu 15 times. Every time Hashem told him one thing. And then one at a time, the simple method, it's a red cow, those are the laws. This is just somebody should bring you the red cow, and then and Elazar should do it. So Aaron is still alive. Okay, we'll see. And then the red cow was done by Elazar. On the day after we open, after Moshe Rabbeinu opened Mishkan, on the calendar is Bet Nisan, second day of Nisan. So I don't understand. Hashem told us 3 days after we came out of Egypt. For what? Why did Hashem tell us this? We're not going to do any red cow now. Later, I mean, 12 months later, we came out of Egypt on Nisan, on Pesach. Next year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, almost 12 months. Then Hashem told okay, Moshe, we get ready. Tomorrow is the red cow business. Tomorrow we're going to do it. Understand why he told to me 3 months ago he came out of Egypt. He told me no. So Chachamim and say, well, let me ask, what is it all about the red cow? What is this? Somebody goes and becomes tameh, and how does it do the job? Of course, it's a secret, but part of the secret is revealed. One of the Chachamim, his name was Rav Moshe Darshan. He said, well, this is a kapara for the golden calf. I said, call the golden calf, of course, we betrayed the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so-called death came back. Because if we would not have done the golden calf, nobody would have died. Now, to purify yourself, they can sprinkle on you from the ashes, from the water, but the ashes of the red cow, now you become pure. And of course, it's necessary very much to go to Metamidosh. Without that, he can walk to Tamidosh. Somebody walks to Tamidosh after he visited the cemetery, went in the place where was a dead man, or attached to the person. If he goes to Tamidosh, Hashem kills him. He has to be very pure. Sacrifices, when Pesach comes, you have to be pure to participate. It's a very, very important thing. But you should know, that's the secret. Come to Gemara, tell us the secret of the red cow. The Torah tells us Hashem told Avraham Avinu he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Avraham Avinu pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, paid. And one of the sentences in the Torah, Avraham told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am nobody. I am soil and ashes. Says the Gemara, Hashem said to Avraham, no, you said your soul and ashes, because of this, I will give you children the red cow. And therefore, the Torah calls the ashes sometimes ashes, and sometimes soil. I said, what is the soil? It's not soil, it's ashes. No. You have to go back to Avraham Avinu. You go to Avraham Avinu said he is soil, he is ashes, and therefore, I shall give you the red cow. Says the Gemara, what did you mean? The soil and the ashes, what do you mean? I said, Abraham said to Hashem, listen, I want to tell you something. When I went to save my brother-in-law Lot from captivity, I went after the kings, and I was almost dead because there were giants over there, top people over there, and I was able to survive. But when I went to save my brother-in-law, I was ready to die. And of course, when a person dies, they bury him in the soil. But the Rabbi says to Hashem, listen, I want you to have mercy on Sodom and Gomorrah, on those cities, because I'm soil. What do you mean you're soil? I would became soil. What do you mean? I says, I would have died. Okay. So therefore what? The Hashem should listen to you because you gave your life for them. Okay. Then Avraham Avinu said also, when I was 48 years old, Nimrod threw me into the fire. Nimrod was the king, the first Saddam Hussein in Iraq. And Avraham Avinu was brought to him and Nimrod threw him into the fire. And he was saved. So Avraham said to Hashem, listen, I almost became ashes.
That's the statement of Avraham Avinu.
Almost became soiled with trying to save my brother-in-law, that I would have been killed by the king. Also, I almost became ashes since I was thrown into the fire. And that, the Gemara says, this is so-called the root, the privilege we have the count of the red cow. Otherwise, somebody's finished. Somebody went to a cemetery, touched the person, this can't go to Beit HaMikdash anymore. It's Tame. If he's a Kohen, he cannot have Truma. If he's this, forget about it. You're on a lower level. By the way, the Gemara says, when Hashem told Moshe, the idea of dead people, Moshe asked Hashem, so what's it going to be if somebody touched that person? Hashem said, I'm not going to answer you right now. I'm not going to answer you. And Moshe lived with the question until Hashem told him on the second day of the Mishkan that is it possible to purify yourself? By the way, you can see it on a person. Somebody comes out from a cemetery, there's a cloud on him. Somebody, not only somebody goes comes out of a cemetery, and somebody mourns about one of his beloved. Somebody, his father, his mother, died. So you can see it on the face of the person. It's a spiritual cloud in a person. It's not just, you know, he went to a cemetery. You can see it in the person. You can see in Beit Knesset, you see somebody comes in, if you have good eyes, you can detect this man. He lost some of his family members. It was a major, major present from Hashem, the red cow. And as the Gemara says, we got it because of Avraham Avinu. Simple explanation is, what did Avraham Avinu say to Hashem? He says, I want you to have mercy on the people of Sodom. When you said, you know, I pray for them. Because this is my concept. My concept, first of all, is I have a lot of mercy that I went and I risked my life to save my brother-in-law, my nephew Lot. I almost got killed. It shows humbleness of Avraham Avinu. As well, the emunah of Avraham Avinu. He had emunah in Hashem, so he was thrown into the fire. And in the fire, he said, we became ashes. As it does Hashem, listen, I risked my life to save somebody, and I devoted my life for you, or almost became ashes. This is so-called the root of the red cow, the Gemara says. And then we can understand a little bit. I mean, it was on fire. So, of course, the fire was made with a lot of wood. Nimrod made a big fire in the middle of the street, of the city, Ukaz Dim, and put Avraham Avinu inside. I said, no, the red cow, you know what they'll do? Gemara says, it's a mitzvah, bring a lot of wood and put the red cow inside. I said, what do you mean? Who is this red cow? This represents Avraham Avinu. He was put inside the wood. By the way, I'll tell you something else. Gemara says, Avraham Avinu went to save Lot. He took some sand from the floor and he threw it on the enemy. As well, he picked up some straw of the growth and threw it. As the Torah says, listen, after the fire is on, take some cedar tree. It's a secret because it means cedar tree is tall. And take a little bush, it's called Zatar. It says it's humble. Throw it inside to remember what really is the root of the red cow. Avraham Avinu, he was in the fire. Nimrod threw me to the fire. Avraham Avinu threw soil and straw on the animal, on the enemies, and says, that's the secret of the red cow. That's how you do it. Okay, so now I have the red cow, a little explanation, and I understand already a little bit about the wood. Okay, now Torah says, okay, now I tell you what it is. You take some of the ashes, and you have to have in mind the ashes, you have the Avraham Avinu. Well, by the way, the Torah calls it sometimes soil. Okay, Avraham Avinu, I got Avraham Avinu. So what do you do with this? You put it on top of the water. What water? What water? Here Hashem introduced it. We came out of Egypt. There's no water. 3 days, no water. No water. We came to Moshe, we cried to Moshe, we screamed to Moshe, we're dying. There's no water. Subject of water. So we found water, but the water was bitter. They screamed to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe screamed to Hashem, Hashem said, no, throw a tree inside the water, and the water becomes sweet. Becomes sweet? It is okay. After the water became sweet, Moshe gave water to everybody to drink, and said, I have a message from you, for you. He said, what is this? Please, I want you to keep Shabbat, and I want you to know the concept of the red cow. He said, what is this red cow now? What red cow? Wait, tell you. So far, because of Avraham Avinu, we got the wood, and the red cow inside, from the secret of the red cow. And now I'll tell you what it is. Then you have to take water, put the water in a barrel made up out of clay or any vessel. And then you sprinkle on the person. I said, what is it all about? What do you need this? What does it do the job? What does it do the job? The water or the ashes? Well, like Maharaj says, listen. Doesn't matter how much ashes from the red cow you can use. You can have a barrel of 10,000 gallons, let's say. How much ashes you need? You just spread on the top, the halacha, the Mishnah, the Rambam said on the top. And you see a little bit on the top. No, you don't mix it. Just spread a little bit. It's going to float. The ashes will float. How much? Nothing. Just spread a little bit. You don't have to cover the whole thing. That's it. That's the special wallpaper. What's behind it? So in the middle of the paragraph today, this week's parasha about the red cow, the Torah says a sentence like this, Adam ki yamut bo'ohel. A person, if someone will die in a tent, so the Gemara says, why you have to tell me somebody will die in a tent? I know the concept. Somebody goes to a funeral, somebody goes inside the house, was a dead person, and somebody touches that person. But Torah says, a person, Adam ki yamut ba'ohel, when somebody will die in the tent. I must tell you what it is. Torah says like this, a person has to study so much Torah like he wants to die for the Torah. Of course, the Torah talks about the red cow, but somebody dead, of course. But the secret of the red cow is Torah. Just the Gemara tell you what it is. It's not that you touch the person, you become not pure. And it's not the water of the ashes, with the ashes, will purify you. The laws of the Torah do it to you. The Torah says, listen, you go to a cemetery, you become not pure. I said, why have I come to you? What did he do? He didn't do nothing. Hashem said, that's the concept. And the reason for that is because the dead person doesn't have any spiritual thing inside him. Any Torah inside. I said, no Torah inside. So it means missing part of a neshama, part of a spiritual energy, and therefore that person that was next to that guy, touched him, become tame. Why? It's called lack of Torah. How are you going to purify that guy? I sprinkle him water. What's this water? This is the water that came out of Egypt. Says the Gemara. 3 days after we crossed the Yam Suf, nobody learned anything. Therefore, says the Gemara, we couldn't find any water. Because there's no Torah, there's no water. Because the Torah is a connection to the water. And then the great Moshe. And Moshe's great Hashem. And says, you know, throw a tree inside. Okay, the water is good now. Drink it. Let me tell you something. Shabbat and red cow. Red cow. What kind of cow has it in there? The concept of the red cow is the water of the red cow. The water of the red cow resembled, present Torah. Who is master of Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go, they should bring you the red cow. How important it is. The Gemara says like this. There were 9 red cows made. The first one made Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you should know a red cow is going to be called after you. Let me tell you something. From the ashes of the red cow that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the desert, they put in jars. And every time they slaughter a red cow for the next 8 times, if it was kosher, all of them is a question,
they had to mix from the original ashes of Moshe Rabbeinu. You can. Mashiach will come tomorrow and slaughter the red cow. So the red cow is going to burn the red cow. He has to sprinkle on us. Not him. Eliyahu Navi has to sprinkle first. Okay, so you have the ashes? You have the red cow? Yeah. No good, no good. Eliyahu Navi has to tell us, where is ashes? There is ashes of the red cow of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a red cow over here. We do all the halachot. It's perfect. What's the problem? No. You have to mix with the new ashes from the ashes of Moshe Rabbeinu. Can you imagine? A few thousand years ago, there are jars like this. Some people say they know a little bit about it. It's under the wall of Yerushalayim, where the wall of Yerushalayim was. Some people know where the wall of Yerushalayim was. Yerushalayim is a spot next to Mir Sharim. Gomi Vilna said over there was the wall of Yerushalayim. They have a church over there now. It says, under that wall, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, they hid the ashes. They hid the ashes. They came second with the Midrash, they came from Babel, from Iran, and they slaughtered a red cow. Ezra Sofer made the second red cow. Second red cow was made. They had the ashes of Moshe Rabbeinu. To mix. I said, why did Moshe Rabbeinu? The Gemara says, only Moshe Rabbeinu knew the secret of the red cow. Even Shlomo could not find out. Why? Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? What's the secret behind it? Because the Gemara says, Zichru Torat Moshe Abdi. Rabbi Malachi says, Hashem told me to tell you, remember the Torah of Moshe. So the Gemara says, Torah of Moshe? What Torah of Moshe? The Gemara says, Moshe gave his life for Torah. The Torah says, Adam Yimud Boel, you have to give you life for Torah 100%. You have to give your life. He says, look, I'll tell you how it is. Moshe comes to Shamayim to get the tablets, to learn from Hashem. Here's Hashem. Hashem said, Rabbi Eliezer says, the red cow should be 2 years old. Moshe asks Hashem, excuse me, what do you say? He says, I tell you, there's one holy man is going to come to this world, and I'm quoting. He says, what do you say, Hashem? I don't understand what you say. I'm talking about the red cow. What red cow? What red cow? I say, listen, introduction for the Torah, for Moshe going upstairs to get the tablets is the red cow. I go, what has to do with the red cow? First of all, you have to be like Avraham Avinu. You have to be humble. You have to be ready to give your life to Hashem. And you have to give your life to save another Jew. And then, you should know, when we came out of Egypt, after 3 days, there was no water. The water was bitter. You know what happened? Because he didn't study the Gemara. Says the Gemara, from that moment on, Chachamim said, every 3 days, we have to read the Torah. This is our minhag. Monday and Thursday, we read the Torah and Shabbat. Because it should not be 3 days without the Torah. Without reading the Torah. And so how do you get this concept? Because he came out of Egypt. You know what happened? The water was bitter. I said, what's the sign from Hashem? What kind of bitter water? It was a message from Hashem, you don't get water. Because Torah and water is the same idea. It's life for you. A dead man has no life. There's no life. You came next to him. You touched him. It means you became not pure. So why? Because you are connected to something, no Torah, no life. Kiyam Chayinu, Torah is your life. Therefore, in the paragraph that talks about the red cow, Hashem put in the Torah, listen, kill yourself for Torah. I said, what do you mean? Because if you kill yourself for Torah, then you have the concept of being holy and pure. Of course, the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, while you're learning Torah, Torah will teach you how to be humble. So you get connected yourself to Avraham Avinu. You get connected yourself to the root of the red cow, to the wood and the red cow. And then you study Torah. And then you connect yourself to the water. And says that was the introduction. And Moshe came to Shemaim and said, Hashem, what do you say? I'm talking about the red cow. I said, who is this guy? Eliezer, what do you know about this guy? So the Gemara says, you know about this guy? Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, the biggest. Well, what happened to him? He says, his father was very rich. One day he said, I'm going to learn Torah. His father said, listen, if you leave the house, you don't stay with me in my business, I write you off from my will, you get nothing. So I'm leaving, bye. And the Gemara says, he went. And he went to them, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but all the tzaddikim. Eventually, he was the biggest. It was Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. the biggest. Can you imagine? Hashem quotes a Mishnah that because he gave his life for Torah. Hashem said, that's the whole concept of Eretz Yisrael. It's not a Eretz Yisrael. It's the Torah. It's not the Torah. It's the life that people have to learn to give the life of Torah. The humbleness and the life of Torah, that does the job. And that's the message of the Eretz Yisrael. That's Hashem told Moshe, listen, Hashem to you, she do it over there, she do it this. I said, the Talmud says, the 10th time of the week, Melech HaMashiach, Melech HaMashiach, Melech HaMashiach.